Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Burnett, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder strikes out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Shult moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Shult scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. Storti moves to third. One out. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blyaholder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Blyaholder reaches second base with a double. Storti scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blyaholder moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti juggles the ball. That's an error on Storti. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. Harder reaches third base with a triple. Montague goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-1 Browns. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Blaya Holder drops the ball. Harder scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Melillo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Vosmick moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Storti. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmick moves to third. Com moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Com scores. Myatt moves to third. Montague moves to second. It's Browns, 4, Indians, 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Harder strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Myatt scores. Montague scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Sam Gray now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out. Averill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaum hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Montague hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Sam Gray. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Harder hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to second. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Schult moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Schult scores. Goslin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.